Good morning, everybody. Welcome, and thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Dina Bettis-Graham. I'm the Chief Nursing Executive for CHI St. Joseph Health, and we welcome you here and thank you for your support today. I'd like to take a few minutes to recognize a few of our local officials. Here with us today is John Rainey and Julie Porter. Thank you for being here today. I'd also like to recognize some of our board members that are here with us as well. We have George Nelson and Tony Morales.
Hi.
Good morning. We're really blessed to have such a wonderful, supportive team in the Brazos Valley. And the reason we're here today is on behalf of St. Joe's, I'm very pleased to tell you that CHI, St. Joseph Regional, and Texas Children's have created a partnership. The neonatal ICU at St. Joseph Regional is now staffed full-time with Texas Children's neonatologists. Here with us today are two of our full-time neonatologists, Dr. Gwen Getty and Samina Jamil, right here. So we want to welcome them. I also want to recognize some of our OB-GYNs and our physicians that deliver and bring our babies into this world here with us today. We have Dr. Dan Dawson and Dr. Betty Acker with us. For pregnant mothers to be, there's probably nothing more frightening than going into early labor or having any challenges and complications with your newborn. For those who have had unfortunate experiences, you know all too well the stress and emotional trauma this has on our family and our loved ones. Through the new partnership with Texas Children's, mothers delivering at St. Joe's can have added peace of mind knowing their baby will receive the highest level of care no matter what the situation is. Being able to now offer parents and families care from providers who are nationally recognized for their level of expert care for premature and critically ill infants is tremendous. It will make such an impact for our families and our babies and our community. It means that these babies won't have to be transferred anywhere else, that they're cared right here in our town and given the highest level of care because our NICU, our neonatologists, and our nurses at St. Joe's can offer the care and the level of expertise close to home. As both a mom and a nurse, I'm excited to have this partnership here with us and for it to come to fruition. It's yet another way we're able to fulfill our mission here at St. Joe's and delivering exceptional health care here in the Brazos Valley. On behalf of my colleagues at St. Joe's, I'd like to take a minute to recognize our neonatologist administration here today from Texas Children's, Christine Keating and Kim Dischler. Where are they? Here. And I'd also like to take a moment and welcome and say hello to our entire team that's here to support us. Father John, our sisters, our nursing director, Bev Welch, and Kathy DeFigueredo, and the rest of our team, please. They are a big part, Tim Ottinger back there, a big part of what we do every day, so thank you. I'd like to take a moment also to give applause to our NICU nurses and our staff here that have over 100 years of experience between them delivering thousands of our babies and helping our family grow. So thank you. At this time, I'd like to invite Dr. Gwen Getty up, our Medical Director for Neonatology here at St. Joseph's, to say a few words. Dr. Getty.
Thank you, Dana. Hi, it's a pleasure to be with you today. It's also a pleasure to be back at A&M. My wife and I both graduated from Texas A&M. I was class of 75. My wife is class of 76, the centennial class. So this is a coming home for us. We moved here 2.5 months ago from Spring, Texas. I've been part of the Texas Children's Community Neonatology Program for 10 years now. I started at Methodist Willowbrook Hospital and then at CHI St. Luke's Hospital in the vintage. So I'm very happy to be able to extend the Texas Children's Hospital Community Neonatology Program to St. Joseph Regional Health Center here in Bryan. I think that this will create or bring added strength to both St. Joseph and to Texas Children's Hospital. Texas Children's provides neonatal care in their neonatal ICU in the medical center for over 2,500 children every year. Some of those children are transferred from our community hospitals. We have, I believe, 10 hospitals in our community program now. And with the addition of St. Joseph, we are now caring for babies in hospitals where over 20,000 deliveries occur every year. So we, just in the community program, are able to affect and influence the care of a lot of babies throughout Southeast and now Central Texas. Our main goal is to make sure that babies who need neonatal intensive care get that care in the local community as much as possible. We are able to take care of babies who need to be on the ventilator for an extended period of time if need be. We are able to take care of small babies down to 28 weeks gestation and down to 1,000 grams in birth weight. Only when babies need care that we can't appropriately and safely provide here, be it surgery or be it babies who are less than 28 weeks gestation or less than 1,000 grams, only then would we transfer these babies to Texas Children's Hospital. And when it's appropriate and those babies no longer need the level of care at Texas Children's, those babies can be transferred back here to the local community so that they can do what we call feed and grow, so that they can get bigger, stronger, and mature enough to be ready to go home in their local community. The parents have all the resources available here in the community. They don't have to be away from home 100 miles and figuring how to the expense, how to cover the expense, and the trouble of being away from home. Everybody sleeps better in their own bed. So this is what I love. I love community neonatology. This is what I've done all my life since finishing my neonatal fellowship, and this is what I plan to do until I retire 10, 15 years from now. So thank you for this opportunity to come back home to Aggieland and for the opportunity to extend the Texas Children's Program and the level of care and expertise that we believe Texas Children's brings to the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Getty. Now I'd like to introduce Karen Boone. She's been with St. Joe's System for 37 years. Very strong, wonderful, ambitious nursing director, and she's over our service line. And so, welcome, Karen.
Thank you all. Welcome and good morning. As Dina said, I'm Karen Boone. I'm the Director of Maternity Services and Pediatrics here at St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and it's a pleasure to be a part of this announcement today. It's a great honor to work with such an experienced team of nurses and NICU nurses dedicated to our babies. Our nursery and NICU team nurses have more than 200 years of combined experience caring for babies in the Brazos Valley. Many of them have cared for generations of families. They spend their days and their nights caring for babies born here, helping new moms with breastfeeding and adjusting to their new babies, just to name a few things. Our nurses are so passionate about what they do. For them, it's all about the babies. The NICU at St. Joseph's is really unique that it offers a family-friendly environment, and we have open visitation. And when babies are in the NICU, it can take a traumatic and emotional toll on the family. And our staff is there not only to care for the baby, but also to provide support for mom and dad dealing with the experience. And now we're really excited that we can partner with Texas Children's Hospital and to have Dr. Getty and Dr. Jamil here with us. The expertise, support, and enhanced quality of this group brings to St. Joseph and our neonatology program, it's phenomenal. And it's just a testament to the commitment of our facility to provide the best care possible for even the smallest of our patients. So thank you very much. And now we have one of our moms that had babies that graduated from our NICU. So Samantha Markey.
Thank you. My name's Samantha Markey, and my husband's here with our three kids. Avery and Camille are NICU graduates, and our son Brewer. And my husband said it doesn't matter what I say because I'm going to cry anyway. So we delivered at just under 30 weeks, and it was a flawless pregnancy and completely unexpected. We were at St. Joseph, and after 8 hours of attempting to stop my contractions, we gave birth fast and furious. And during that time, there was so much discussion about transferring. And the last question I asked was, am I going somewhere or am I staying here? We got lucky, because they did come so fast, that we ended up staying here, and that was really important for us. And the first time I saw my babies, they were covered in masks and wires and in plastic boxes, and the whole background noise was just filled with alarms, and that's something that we had never experienced before and didn't understand. We had the luxury of staying here and throwing ourselves back into work and coming up with a routine that worked for us. And for us, that was a schedule of rotating our 30 minutes a day that we got to hold our babies with pumping and sometimes football. But we were able to put our faith and our trust into the nurses at St. Joseph. So we really have always appreciated the staff and become part of the family with them. During our 44 days here, we watched as babies entered and others graduated and left us behind, while others moved on to other hospitals for higher level care. What I didn't understand then was that it meant a lot harder time for those parents, that they would be away from their careers and their friends and families, all the things that we could grasp onto during our roller coaster. I'm so happy for the families and the babies and the staff here to be partnered with Texas Children's and have them in their corner. This is such an incredible advantage for our community, for the parents and the babies and the staff here. And we're so excited for St. Joseph. Thank you.
Mommy, love you.